Thanks, everybody. It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Trish Martinelli from Beaver Creek, Ohio.
Ohio. Trish, you live in a swing state. That's exciting. Have you been able to see any of the candidates?
Actually, I was at the event where Sarah Palin was introduced to the nation.
Were you really? You were right there?
I was.
Wow, what was that like?
Well, it was kind of like a rock concert with really old people.
Means the music was better.
Yeah. Trish, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Trish's topic?
To err is human, and man, am I one heck of a human.
You know the old saying, for want of a nail, a horse was lost, and for the want of a horse, I lost $3,000 at the track. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about a small mistake that changed someone's life in a pretty big way. Choose the real story from the week's news. You'll win Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am.
All right. First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
How do you get charged with unlawful child abduction and child abandonment on the same day? Ask Joseph Lombardi of Tacoma, Washington. Tuesday was the divorced father's turn to pick up his 12-year-old daughter at school. Talking on his cell phone, when a girl jumped in the back seat of his blue Volvo wagon, he drove away. You're not my dad, she yelled at him. Please don't start with that again, said Lombardi, distracted by his call and weary of these post-divorce tirades. Take me to my mom, the girl screamed. If you say one more word, Lombardi said, and then drew his finger playfully across his neck. The girl retreated into a stunned silence. Meanwhile, back at the school, a panicky mom in a blue Volvo wagon was calling police, and a severely distressed, forgotten daughter was calling her mom, who then gleefully also called the police. Lombardi, who has now spent $10,000 on lawyers, advises others, don't drive while talking on your cell phone. Don't drive a Volvo to a private school pickup.
A guy picks up the wrong daughter at school, and that makes all the difference. Your next story of a tiny life-changing error comes from Allison Stewart.
A blonde Connecticut woman accidentally dyed her hair brown and sued the cosmetic company for distress. She says the box of dye she bought to boost her blonditude actually contained brown hair dye, and apparently the horror of walking around as a gasp brunette caused Charlotte Feeney to go on antidepressants after she suffered, quote, anxiety and headaches. Feeney told a judge, a real live judge, that not having golden tresses meant she no longer had more fun, and having to trudge through life with all that brown stuff on her head deprived her of her social life, and she could only leave the house with a hat on. Quote, I can never go back to my natural blonde hair, Feeney stated. I feel fake about that. Also, blondes do get more attention than brunettes. Of course, emotionally, I miss that. End quote. What was the outcome of the bottle blonde battle? The judge tossed the case. A spokesperson for L'Oreal responded about Ms. Feeney, she's not worth it. Okay, that's not true, but I bet they thought it.
All righty then, a story of a blonde using the wrong hair dye and ruining her life. Your last story of a goof that multiplied into something really big comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Martin Brisk of Brooklyn, New York had cockroaches. The green solution, a friend told him, was a gecko, a lizard which, turned loose in an apartment, would sustain itself on a cockroach diet. And the friend knew a guy. Never, never, Brisk tells this month's Pet World magazine, buy a lizard on the street. The gecko didn't look like pictures of geckos. The guy said it was a rare Australian variety. Brisk took it home, turned it loose, and that night he was awakened by a weird chuckling noise. And again, three or four times. Geckos aren't supposed to chuckle. This one did, several times a night. Brisk's girlfriend broke up with him over the lizard. He got a cat. At the first chuckle, the cat got up in bed with him and wouldn't budge. Brisk had to move the litter box into his bed. Then the so-called gecko gave birth to more chucklers. Other tenants in the building moved out. Brisk has been evicted, and his landlord is suing him. I haven't chuckled myself, says Brisk, since that lizard entered my life.
All right, then. Here are your choices. Somebody somewhere made a mistake. Was it from Tom Baudet, a man just didn't look to see what girl he was picking up from school? From Allison Stewart, a blonde used the wrong hair dye. or from Roy Blunt Jr., a man bought a lizard from a guy on the street? Which of these was the mistake that caused so much problems in somebody's life?
Well, as the proud mom of a Mensa brunette, I'm going to have to go with the blonde.
You're going to go with the blonde becoming a brunette through no fault of her own. All right, that's your choice. That's Allison's story. Well, we spoke to someone who had some strong feelings about this error.
Everybody says blondes have more fun until you file a lawsuit with a brunette judge. It's not nice and easy.
That was Hollywood hair guy Dean Benowitz explaining the possible legal ramifications of accidentally changing your hair color. Congratulations, Trish. You got it right. Well done.
Thank you.
Very well done. You earned a point for Allison. You've won our prize. Carol Castle will record the greeting on your own home answering machine. Well done. Thank you so much for playing with us today, Trish.
You go to my hair and you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne.